Let the living soul shout a believing hallelujah. If you know your present condition will not be your conclusion, shout a believing hallelujah. Our Father,
who art in heaven, amen, hallowed be thy name.
Father, we worship you tonight. You are what you say you are. You have not been reduced in power. Your glory has not faded away. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You are the uncreated creator, the unchangeable changer, the unkillable killer, the unmakeable maker. You can do all things, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. What can you not do? You made the blind to see. What can you not do? You made the lame to walk. What can you not do? You turned five broad to fine boy. What can you not do? You brought money from the mouth of the fish and turned fish to ATM machine. What can you not do? You bring possibility in the midst of impossibility. We celebrate your majesty. We celebrate your supremacy. Father, be exalted in the name of Jesus. Unto you, I commit myself tonight that whatever is not in your intention for this message, let it not be found in my expressions in the name of Jesus. Let there be an agreement between your mind and my mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. And at the end of this word of exhortation, all glory will be returned unto you and all the blessings will be ours. In Jesus' name we pray. And a living soul will say a believing amen. A living soul will say a believing amen. Thank God for this challenging privilege. When I was told I would be the one to minister, my heart beat for our Father to have taken part one, part two, part three, part four. And ask the children to come and take part five is a big challenge. But I know tonight God in his infinite mercy will give me the little part of the revelation in Jesus' name. Now, in the scripture, no matter how loving your father is, your earthly father, can only take you part to the way to your final destination in life. And at best, maybe your earthly father can take you halfway of your journey to your destination. There was a man in the scripture, in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, reading from verse 31. This man left all on his way to Canaan. He got to Haran and stopped in Haran and died there. And at the end of the day, he couldn't complete the journey. That was the father of our father Abraham, called Terah. He couldn't go far and he couldn't take the children far in life. Because it's a biological father that is limited by every factors of life. But there is one Abba Father who can take us and never drop us halfway, but rather take us to the final destination. I prophesy to your life tonight, this Abba Father will take you to your destination in life in the name of Jesus. You will not fall by the wayside. You will not die on transit in Jesus' name. My text is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. In this place we have just read, there are salient points I want to bring out from this place. For we have not received this spirit of bondage again to fear. Listen to me tonight, the people of God. It is the consciousness of the fatherhood of God that will serve as your stronghold in the day of adversity. When there is no conviction of the fatherhood of God, there will be confusion. When there is no proper definition of the fatherhood of God, there will be a deviation. If that verse 16 said the spirit is a bearer witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, that is, his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our heart, telling us that we are God's children. We remain in bondage until we gain the consciousness of sonship to the Abba Father. In that conviction, we give birth to outer manifestation of sonship. Until we manifest the spirit of sonship, Abba Father will never be provoked to action in our situation. There are many territories we have the capacity to conquer as sons to Abba Father that we have not conquered because of fear. Whatever you don't confront in life, you can never conquer. Whatever you do not address, you can never arrest. What you do not resist will surely remain in your life as a son. What you do not stop as a son will stop you. What you don't kill with the spirit of sonship may eventually kill you. In the book of Joshua, chapter 18, verse 3. Book of Joshua, chapter 18, verse 3. Say, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your father had given you? The word given here is past participle. Your lack in life as a son is a function of your slackness. Any area of your lack is traceable to your slackness. Between the hand of your father and your hand is your action. Step takers are record breakers. Step takers are pace setters. There are many land we can possess that we have not possessed. For you to retain the name of your biological father and make it ring bell like Papa Deboye, you must manifest the spirit of sonship. The name Adeboye probably will have fizzled out if our daddy Joe has not manifested the spirit of sonship. In the manifestation of the spirit of sonship, there is no gender discrimination. This Abba Father part 5 will take me to the story of 5 daughters of Zelophehad. They understood definition of fatherhood, because they belong to the tribe of Manasseh, who is one of the sons of Joseph, and to be precise, the eldest son of Joseph. And this Joseph is the 11th son of Israel. In Exodus chapter 4 verse 22, Exodus chapter 4 verse 22, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn." With this knowledge, daughters of Zelophehad overcame the spirit of fear and became bold to dare the law of inheritance that is working against their life in the nation of Israel. In Numbers chapter 27, reading from verses 1. Numbers chapter 27, reading from verses 1. "They stood before Moses. They stood before Eleazar the priest. They stood before the entire congregation of Israel and placed a demand on their inheritance. Life will not give you what you deserve if you don't place a demand as a son. What you will get out of life is not a function of the options available, but rather a function of the choice you make with your life. That is, the majority carry the vote syndrome is only applicable in the midst of servants. A man with spirit of sonship who is the minority can carry the vote. One with God is with the majority. The challenge and dare the authority of Moses and said to Moses, our father did not join them to rebel in the wilderness. He died in his own sin. We belong to the tribe of Manasseh and we are the child of the living God. And in sonship manifestation, there shouldn't be gender discrimination. And they dare the authority of Moses. And Moses took the matter to God and God pronounced a verdict. And God said to Moses in Numbers chapter 27 verse 7, and said to Moses, the daughters of Zelophehad spoke right. Thou shalt surely give them inheritance. And if the daughters of Zelophehad had spoken right, then who was wrong? And God can never be wrong. Could it be that Moses was the one that was wrong? This is a question calling for an answer. But in my little understanding, I come to realize that the very first law God gave to Moses was handwritten by God himself. Out of anger, when Moses was coming from Mount Sinai, he carried the tablet and splashed it on the rock, and it is scattered. And the one Moses later read to the people of Israel was dictated to Moses. Could it be that when God was dictating, Moses made a mistake? This I cannot understand. But God said to Moses that daughters of Zelophehad spoke right. Thou shalt surely give them their inheritance. They manifested the spirit of sonship. And listen to me, church. And he had to give them. They placed a demand by manifesting sonship. And they equally got the approval. Not only the approval, they got the implementation, even of the approval. In Joshua chapter 17, verses 4. Joshua 17, verses 4. Joshua 17, verses 4. I prophesy to your life tonight. Every law of the land, every error that proceeds from the high place, hindering your manifestation, as you manifest your sonship tonight, there shall be a review in the name of Jesus. That means when it comes to father to son relationship, law can be reviewed. That's another thing we can learn from this place. The law was reviewed. Then you ask me a question. What had happened to those who had fallen victim of this law? Because whatever you don't deserve is that it that you have not placed a demand on. They place a demand and get their inheritance, even among their brethren. I pray for you tonight. Your own inheritance, your own portion in the land of the living. Bible tells me that the profit of the head is for all. Your own portion in the nation Nigeria, your own portion in RCCG, you will not miss in the name of Jesus.
They got the approval by manifesting the spirit of sonship. They also got the implementation of the approval by the same spirit. How to enjoy the fatherhood of God? Listen to the following point on how to enjoy the fatherhood of God. Number one, you must accept him as a father. Number two, you must choose to be a son. John chapter 1 verses 2. John chapter 1 verses 2. You do not become a son by chance. You become a son by choice. But as many as received it, to them gave the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Number three, you must believe in his name. That's same John chapter 1 verses 2. John chapter 1 verses 2. Number three, you must submit to the fatherhood of God. Mark chapter 14 verse 36. And he said, Mark 14, 36. And he said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. The highest form of honor and praise a son can give to his father is to submit to the will of the father, even in the face of death and in the face of suffering. Where you know he has the power to do all things. It is the submission to the will of the father that provoke the ultimate plan of the father to come to pass in the life of the son. The ultimate plan of your father remains dormant until you submit to his will. It is your submission to his will that qualifies you for adoption to sonship. No son can be adopted by coercion. Every son is adopted by submission. A father does not remain a father until a son remains a son. There is no father without a son. Remove son out of the equation of Trinity. The equation will never be balanced. Acknowledge, that's number four. Acknowledge and understand the position of sonship. Son does not suffer, but choose to suffer in order to please the Father and partake in the glory that calls for story. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. No son suffer. When they suffer, when it appears if they suffer because they choose to suffer. Because whatever is affordable by their father is automatically available to them. Nothing brings praise. Nothing brings praise. Nothing brings honor. Nothing brings glory to Abba Father like seeing your son shining as a son. You are the salt of the earth, not the salt of the church. You are the light of the world, not the light of the church. A city that is set on a hill can never be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but rather, you put on a candlestick and give your light unto all that are in the house. Therefore, the best way to praise your father is to shine in that verse 16 of that Matthew that we read, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your father which is in heaven. How can you be in a place and they are still looking for another person? How can you occupy a space without affecting the place? You are meant to demonstrate and to manifest the spirit of sonship. In Romans 8 verses 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation, wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. As you go from here, I prophesy to you, you will shine as a son in the mighty name of Jesus. Your presence will no longer be equal to your absence in the mighty name of Jesus. In John chapter 5 verses, in John chapter 1 verses 5, John 1 5 says, and the Lord shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Enough of demonic and satanic harassment. Take your father to the marketplace and manifest as a son. God is happy and is fulfilled when you manifest as a son. He wants us to shine He wants us to manifest his power. All we need to do is to submit to the will of the Father, that his ultimate plan for our life might be provoked. We are in the age whereby people go to the marketplace with their mobile idol in their pocket. We are in the age that if you are looking for an herbalist with a red shirt garment, you'll be making a lot of mistakes. The herbalist of our time, they put on suit, they speak phonetics, they use iPad. When they are pressing iPad, they are already talking to their idol. When they get to the boardroom, when they speak, you see some children of God cashing code. Why? Because they are not conscious of the fatherhood of God. We come to church and we leave our father in the church and go to the marketplace empty-handed. No wonder there are satanic harassments in the marketplace. No wonder there are satanic harassments in our offices. Why? Because we don't take our own father to the marketplace. If those who has a father that is limited, that is not omnipresent, can be carrying their own father that cannot walk along. They have a father that have eyes that cannot see. They claim that their own father is seeing. They have a father that have mouth that cannot talk. They claim that they have a father that is talking to them. How much more you have a father who have eyes that can see, who have mouth that can talk. This statue is not limited. It's the omnipresence. But when God is with you and you are not conscious of his presence, your destiny can be so changed in life. You've got to go out there with the consciousness of the presence of the fatherhood of God. Enough of this demonic harassment. Enough of this demonic harassment. They speak unto them. They put on a lot of terrible things to harass the children of God. As you shine, you shine. And as shine, I shine. Our Father is praised and glorified. To those who see themselves as a king, God will deal with them as the King of Kings. To those who see themselves as a president, God will deal with them as a president of presidents. To those who see themselves as a prince, God will deal with them as the prince of all princes. To those who see themselves as a master, God, the master of the entire universe, we have a masterly dealing with them. But for those who see themselves as a son, enjoy the fatherhood of God. What daddy joy is a joy in redeem? It's not because of being a general overseer, but because he remained a son in the hand of his father. Those who go to God as general overseer will receive a universal overseer treatment from the overseer of the entire universe. Until you submit to the level of sonship, the blessing of the Father will never locate your destiny. Enough of this bragging. Enough of this pride in the church. Enough of mentality of your position. Enough of title without entitlement. The real entitlement is in the Father of our fathers. Submit yourself to the will of this Father, and the plan and purpose for your life shall be provoked. Shall we be upstanding as we talk to God tonight? Just wave your hands unto him. This is Abba part 5. That here I am tonight. I want to submit my will that your ultimate plan for my life can be provoked. Enough of seniority mentality. Enough of title that cannot take you far. Enough of unnecessary boasting that is not putting anything in your pocket. Submit to the will of the Father, and you begin to enjoy the benefits of fatherhood. Say, my Father, here I am tonight. I am not a king. I am not a president. I am not a governor. I don't want a governorship treatment. I am not a master. I am not a general overseer. I am not a regional pastor. I am not a zonal pastor. I am not a provincial pastor. I am a son, and I need the benefit of Father. Here I am tonight. Let there be a release of your benefit upon my life, that may enjoy the benefit of fatherhood. I am not a professor. I am a son. I am not a PhD holder. I am a son. I am not a graduate in this matter. I am but a son. Father, let me enjoy your fatherly treatment. And so shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come and shout a living hallelujah.
Let this auditorium and the viewing centers all over the world, let it be filled with the shouts of sons who are praising the Father. Let somebody shout hallelujah.